welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real, the only podcast made by Chicago real estate brokers for Chicago real estate brokers. My name is DJ Paris. I am your host through the show. And today we have our regular segment, a regular episode, Learning with a Lender with Guaranteed Rate Superstar Lender Joel Schaub. Let me tell you a little bit about Joel if you are not familiar, although you should be familiar, but if you aren't, you will be here in just a moment. Joel is the Vice President of Lending at Guaranteed Rate. He's been doing loans at a high level since 2003. He's gotten to that level because what he does directly for agents, brokers, he gives back his commission, part of his commission, to the buyer on every transaction. Last year alone, Joel gave back over $244,000 in closing costs to buyers who worked with him, and that put Joel's volume in the top 0.1% of lenders nationwide. Now, that was last year. This year, Joel has already surpassed what he gave back in commissions last year, which was $244,000. This year, he's already done $270,000 in commissions back to the borrowers, and the year is not over. So he's probably going to give even much more back. Out of 380,000 loan officers in the country, Joel is ranked number 181 in production. Year to date, he's done over 176 transactions for just around 61 million in closings. And he is here with us today. Let's say hello to the biggest Cub fan I know, Joel. Thank you.
Hi, DJ. Thank you so much for having me. Those kind words are great, but as you know, it's all about giving back. So we'll jump right in and just do some things that I think will be actually really helpful
great. To
the realtors. And I can take it away if you're ready.
I know you have a full agenda, so take it away.
Well, we're going to do three things today. The first thing I want to talk about will be going into where rates are at. I think it's important for agents to really have an understanding when they know that the market is up, what that actually means, where rates are at. So we're going to go through that. The second thing that we'll cover will be all of the proliferation of the low to no down payment scenarios, okay, that we're seeing in the news. And we're going to go through some of those. And then last, I want to end with an opportunity. I want to end with ways that agents can actually close out the year with several more deals than they thought. The year's not over. Just because it's cold out there, let's hit the fall season running and close some more deals.
Okay? Great. And Joel, before you get started with those three items, I want to promote an event that you are hosting, just in case we have listeners
don't
make it to the end of this podcast, which I don't know how they couldn't, but let's just,
sure,
just to be safe, let's talk about this event, Joel. It's hosting on this Thursday. It's called Booze, Brews, and Bingo, and you can come join Joel, and I will be there as well, along with a lot of great people. I've been to Joel's events in the past. They are awesome. For this particular one, he is giving away some pretty amazing prizes like he always does. This is no exception. There's a 55-inch television, a $1,000 Nordstrom shopping spree, a 12-person boat cruise,
yeah,
AirPods, front row Cubs tickets, all sorts of, I mean, these are real amazing prizes. I went to Joel's last event and I did not win any of these prizes, which I'm not super happy about, but the event was really great. And anyway, any more? Oh, if you would like to attend, if you're interested in attending, there's a few ways you can RSVP, and you have to RSVP. First, you can email Joel directly, which is joel@rate.com. Also, in the notes of this episode, you will see a Facebook link directly to the event page for Booze, Brews, and Bingo, so you can obviously RSVP there. Anything else you want to say about the event, Joel, before we get started?
It's a Thursday, and it's a two-hour event, and it's really about having fun, okay? So it's real estate bingo, and it really is as simple as it sounds. I'm the sponsor of an event where we're just giving away thousands of dollars of prizes. And so you could literally bring a guest. So you could RSVP and plus one, and you just go. And it's at Montrose Harbor. So it's easy parking, and it's at the Yacht Club. So 2 hours on a Thursday from 2 to 4. Come have fun, win some prizes, and then go back to work.
And say hi to Joel. And if you see me, say hello to me. And I have a new silly beard. And you can make fun of my beard because it probably needs to go.
But you look good. It's not silly. We like it.
All right, Joel, take it away. Let's go through your three points today.
Well, I just want to start with market rates. Okay, so we've seen these rates move up. We saw earlier in the year a standard 30-year mortgage around 4.25%. right? From there, we've literally seen this market push almost up to 5% on a 30-year. Today, at guaranteed rate, the best rate in the market would be 4.75%. And so what I wanted to do is put that in perspective. Okay. I wanted to give three quick scenarios so that we know what that actually means as far as dollars on a mortgage. Okay. Wouldn't that be helpful?
Yes.
So I did three scenarios. I did a borrower borrowing 200 grand, 500 grand, and $1.2 million. Okay. So three segments of the market that I see all the time. It's the first time home buyer and they're buying a condo at 200 grand. So what I wanted to do is put this in perspective so that people knew this rate increase isn't the end of the world, right? Rates pushing up to almost 5% on that scenario. Most people would guess that the payments are going up hundreds of dollars, and they're certainly not. So scenario number one, a $200,000 mortgage, it goes up $61.
Right.
Okay. All right. That's not bad.
Not the end of the world.
No, it really isn't. Okay. On a $500,000 transaction, you're borrowing 500 grand. The payment is $149 more per month than it was in the spring. Okay. And if you're borrowing $1.2 million, the payment goes up $356. But guess what? My clients that are borrowing $1 million plus, $300 is not the end of the world, right? Sure. It really is not. And so the takeaway here, when I did the math on it, is if you're borrowing $100,000, the payment right now versus the spring is about $31 higher per $100,000.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's really important because we get sucked into the news headlines that rates are at a high and that's going to dramatically affect people's ability to borrow. And we're not talking about a ton of increase here, even though it might appear that way if you look at the percentages.
We're not. And we're here at Guaranteed Rate. What I focus on is educating the borrower, where so many times you'll have loan officers telling your buyers, oh, you better hurry up and buy because the rates are going up.
Sure.
Right. And they're scaring the buyers.
Right.
And we just don't do that. You just got to educate people and understand where the market is today versus where it was and where it could be going. So likewise, from now, if rates moved up another 0.5%, right? That $200,000 borrower is going to pay another $61. So these aren't things that should be used as scare tactics or sales pressure techniques, although so many people do.
Yeah.
If you can just educate the buyer, they're going to be much more happy with your service. They'll refer more people. And it's common sense. They're going to find out. You don't really need to pressure people into doing things. So putting this into perspective that $100,000 is $31 more, I think was a really helpful way to start the podcast.
Agreed.
The second thing, let's dig right into it. You and I were talking over the weekend and we're seeing all the news talking about the return of low down payment, right?
Yes.
What are you seeing? Tell me some of the scenarios that you're hearing about.
Well, I just saw a prominent bank is investing $2 billion into subprime low down payment or no down payment products. And that's, what I know is people have to now also take some sort of seminar to qualify, but that's literally all I saw. And I didn't know what to make of it.
And so people are seeing the exact same thing you are, and what the headlines read are no down payment money is back.
Right.
Right. No down. And really, it's a really small segment. Right.
Sure.
And so what is back, however, is the return of low down payment. Okay. And what I call the new low down payment scenarios. Okay. Meaning FHA has always been there, right? You could put 3.5% down. But the conventional players got into the game, and this scared a lot of people. Conventional is your loans that are non-jumbo, that are under 453-100 here in Illinois, that are backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Right.
Okay. So they got into the market, and they have their 97% financing program. Okay. So do the math.
Yeah.
What's the down payment there?
3%.
Okay, so now it's less than FHA and people are getting up in arms about it. They're saying, oh my gosh, all this bad mortgage practices are back. And I'm here to tell you that the low down payment scenarios of today are so drastically different from what we saw 10 years ago And I'd like to go through a couple of reasons why.
Sure.
Yeah. So it is true. We can do loans right now at 3% down, and they're actually really good, fundamentally backed mortgages. Okay. They require full income documentation. Go figure, right?
Right. Sure. Makes sense.
Whereas in years past, we did not have that. But more importantly, after Dodd-Frank, the rule was there is ability to repay. Okay.
Right.
ATR rule. So the ability to repay. Can we talk about this for a second?
Yes.
Can we actually dig into what this meant? So I'm going to take you back to literally just 7 or 8 years ago after the market crashed. Borrowers sued the banks. They said, you lent me $400,000. I had no way in hell to pay that back.
Sure. It's your
fault. It's your fault. Okay. So let's think about this. The banks literally were sued by class action lawsuits against borrowers that stated, you should have never given me the money.
Right. Right.
Okay. And to some small degree, they were right.
Yeah.
But what happened was after Dodd-Frank, the banks had to produce the borrower's ability to repay, which just simply means a borrower's income typically has to be double the amount of the mortgage, or inversely, the maximum debt ratio on most borrowers is between 43 to 50%. It just means if you're taking out the mortgage, we don't care how much money you have in the bank. We don't care how big of a down payment you have. What we really care about is that monthly, you have enough money coming in to pay the mortgage payment. Okay,
yeah,
ability
sense.
To repay.
Sure.
And it always made sense. Okay. However, we got away from that. And there was a good reason to get away from it in certain scenarios and a bad reason. So let me just tell you one of the quick ways that years ago, maybe somebody who didn't have enough money to make a mortgage probably should have still gotten one. The perfect scenario where you're buying a $200,000 house and you are putting $100,000 down.
Right.
The bank should give you that mortgage, even if you don't really have steady income or the monthly income to make the payment, because if you are unable to make the payment, the bank will just take the property back.
Right.
Okay. All that's changed. The banks are no longer in the business of having any properties, and they never were originally. They want the monthly payments to come in on time, and they don't want to ever take over a property.
Sure.
Okay. So there used to be no common sense, and now there's kind of no common sense, right? People that should get mortgages don't. And before, people that got mortgages shouldn't have.
Right.
Okay. So it all boils back down to right now, some of the low down payment scenarios that are out there are great for your buyers. So realtors, if you're looking at buyers that are paying a certain dollar amount in rent, we always want to encourage that conversation. Maybe we should look at buying, right? Wouldn't we rather have a buyer buying a $200,000 place or $400,000 place and get that commission versus just a rental commission?
And I want to interject for a second, because this is like hot off the press, so to speak. So Zillow just did their a little plug for Zillow's 2018 Consumer Trends Report, just came out a few weeks ago, and I was pouring through it this morning. I was looking at some renter data, and to Joel's point, and this is a real interesting statistic I think brokers could find interesting, 78% of renters who move experience a rental increase. So that's, we'll just call that 8 out of 10. 8 out of every 10 renters who move. So hey, how about a great opportunity to have the you should be buying conversation?
And a lot of times when I ask this to agents over the years, I've always said, when you ask a renter, why are we renting and not buying? Over 80% say it's down payment.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Yes.
It is.
You're right.
And it's still a fallacy that they think that you need to have. The days that they think you need 20% are gone, but they still think you need a sizable down payment. Otherwise, the rates are going to be through the roof, and it's simply not the case. These 3% down programs are within 1% of what somebody putting 20% down on a mortgage would be.
That is shocking to me and also very encouraging.
It is. It just means that if the best rate in the market is 4.75, you're going to be somewhere in the mid fives with 3% down. It's not a major increase. And so it opens the doors for a lot of folks that are out there that have a good income out of college, or they have a good income and they simply are paying, $2,500 in rent. Let's find them a place that they can buy with 3% down. And we do it all the time. A $300,000 transaction, show me $9,000. And let's work with one of your great agents that can help the buyers negotiate a closing cost credit from the seller to cover the closing costs.
Sure.
They're in for just the 3%. I teach this time and time again. When buyers are short on cash, we can literally have them come to the table with just the down payment money, and we could ask for a seller credit. Okay. So some great opportunities for agents out there to close more deals.
Huge. And also, you know, as just as I'm thinking, even people who have the ability to put down the conventional 20% may opt not to if they feel that they could get a better return investing elsewhere, and maybe even go with the lower down payment product just might be a good fit in that sense as well. I don't know if you ever see that, how common that is, but
I see it a lot right now where you're buying a property. You're so right, DJ. What you find is if they have the ability, what they typically have is they're buying a house and they may want to do some renovations, or they don't want to be cash poor right afterwards, right? They don't want to have all of their cash in the house. They don't want to be house poor, I should say. And let's do something with a lower down payment. And they typically aren't educated, or the mortgage professional doesn't do a good enough job of explaining that it's not going to change the payment by all that much. And if you have a good credit score, we can also do a lot of no private mortgage insurance options where the lender pays the PMI for the borrower. Okay. So there's a lot of scenarios. Just talk to a professional. Okay. And that's why I'm here.
Awesome. So let's, does that get us through the opportunities as well?
No, I want to end with some really good opportunities for agents. So that's a good opportunity.
You are over delivering, my friend. I thought this was the end of all the great stuff, and there's more. So keep going.
Well, don't give me too much credit yet. I don't know how great it is. I just know that I have years of anecdotal evidence here of an opportunity. I see a lot of agents right now, and the market rates have come up, and the market's really slowed in certain areas, sure, right? And I'm going to end 2018 really strong. And so I want to make sure that the agents can think of a way to close strong as well. Close with me. So I want to present the story of this opportunity that with properties, finally, now we've seen in the last 60 days, a switch. Do you kind of feel it in the air?
Yes.
A little bit of a change from it being such a strongly dominated seller's market to not that way at all.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So I don't know about you, but I like buying things on sale. Okay. I like buying my shoes on sale, and I love it when a sport coat that I like goes on sale.
Yes.
Okay. So why not buy real estate on sale?
Right.
Right. And so right now I believe that there's an opportunity in December and January specifically for buyers to go out there and buy a property that is literally 10, 20, even 30 grand lower than it was in May or June. Okay.
Yeah, that's
so let's talk about great. Why.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you know, it's the winter, but there's a perfect storm here. So we have all the inventory that's coming on the market in the fall, right? We see new inventory being added. We couple that with all the inventory that sat on the market that didn't sell. So we have the spring and summer inventory that now is starting to get to 100 days, 120 days. You're seeing price reductions.
Sure.
They're not moving. Okay. So now we have probably more inventory than we've seen in a while. And realtors, you know this. Now we also have the opposite. We have less buyers.
Right.
We truly have less buyers. And here's what I'm seeing, because I talk to so many buyers. All the buyers that had to buy, they bought.
Right.
Okay. Who had to buy? DJ, people that had a job relocation.
Right.
They had to buy. Mm-hmm. They were the ones doing multiple offers, right? Winning. People that had to buy for a certain school district, et cetera. All these people that absolutely had to buy bought. And what are we left with? Some buyers that are just kind of looking.
Right.
How many times, and agents, you'll hear this, I'm just not sure. I'm waiting. And that's what people are saying right now. And it's a combination of rates going up and them not being informed that there's a real opportunity. So let's inform them. Okay. Let's go and find properties that have been on the market for over 120 days. Let's go present really strong offers, not on price, but because the buyer is really strong. Here's the buyer. He can close in 2 weeks. He's got a guaranteed rate pre-approval. And by the way, a little side note, most of my closings from start to finish are under 14 days.
Yeah.
Start to finish. Get me a contract. I had one this morning that was clear to close in 11 days. And that's not the exception. That's the rule. We want to have your files done, approved, and I don't care when the close date is, but we're done with financing in the first 2 weeks. Appraisal, everything. Okay. So we present a good, strong pre-approval letter and we'll say, I know, Mr. Seller, you wanted 440, but my client is very strong. He can close very quickly and we're going to offer X. Okay. It's going to be a lot less than the offer. And we're going to see a lot of people winning. Okay. So mark this date down, December 20th. It's one of the lowest days of the year for offers. Okay. Right before the holidays, you start making sure that buyers that are in your queue could actually go out and put some sticks in the fire. I think there's a real opportunity there. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it makes sense because it's just enough before the holiday too to maybe get the seller to agree, right? They may want to just close it out before the holidays and the end of the year. And also, who is looking on the 20th? Nobody, right? So huge opportunity for discounted pricing. Makes perfect sense.
So let's do that and turn these into some actual closings. So a little takeaway here, just something that we can do, get those buyers in that mindset that if the offer is accepted, that's unbelievable. We really got a great deal. And these are the buyers that don't necessarily need to move. They said, well, I'm thinking about, you know, buying and I'm waiting. Well, what are they waiting for? They just need somebody to educate them that this is how you win when you buy real estate. You could buy this literally for 20, 30, 40 grand less than what somebody in the same building bought for in May or June. Okay. So let's get some deals.
I love it. Makes all the sense in the world and hopefully invigorates the brokers who maybe feel like they're going into a slower time and that maybe things are you know, not ideal conditions. There's always opportunity. And if you're always willing to do just a little bit more than everyone else, you'll probably always be successful. So I couldn't agree more. And I want to make one final plug for Joel's event, which is time sensitive. It is this Thursday. It is from 2 to 4 at the in Montrose Harbor at the Chicago Corinthian Yacht Club. But you don't need to remember any of that. You just need to remember to email Joel to RSVP, which you can do actually one of two ways. You can email Joel@rate.com, or you can follow the link in the notes to this Facebook page and RSVP that way as well. I will tell you, with these prizes being so significant, people get very excited and very emotional when they win and when they lose. So it's a lot of fun. I went to the last one. I'll be there again. And whether I win or not, it is a tremendous amount of fun. And Joel has the most fun of anyone there, and his beautiful wife and their assistant, and everyone there is having a great time. So I couldn't encourage everyone to attend more.
We appreciate that so much. It's all about giving back and doing some of those things that others are just not doing. And so it's the same way that any of the buyers that come over, just a reminder that they'll get a $1,500 closing cost credit. We always waive guaranteed rates fees and pay the appraisal for your buyers. So on all those transactions, if you don't have a mortgage guy, you can always connect with me at Joel@rate.com. And we're always willing and able to give back to your buyers.
And Joel works around the clock. He's always available.
I know.
He's incredibly easy to find. And maybe that's maybe even the most important thing to look for in a lender, somebody that's easy to find. And in addition for being incredibly knowledgeable and busy, I don't want people to think he's so busy he can't, he won't have time for you. He has time. In fact, he's closed loans for friends of mine. And, you know, they all say the same thing, that he's incredible. So anyway, on behalf of Joel, that will do it for this episode. Joel will be back in a month. So, and we appreciate it because Joel does not have time to do this and he makes time for it, and that we're so grateful. And really his only intention is to give back, and that's important to us. And obviously we're grateful to have him on the show. So on behalf of Joel and myself, we will see you next month, Learning with a Lender. And thank you for listening. Please share these episodes with friends. If you have questions for Joel, please shoot them to us. You can visit our website, keepingitrealpod.com. Visit us on Facebook, Keeping It Real Pod. Send us your questions and we will tackle them on the next episode. So thanks, Joel.
Absolutely. It's genuinely my pleasure.
All right. We'll see you next time.